Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Recording the Psalm of David. I want to welcome you to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. We know a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and it's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to God. We're here under the teaching of Pastor Darlene Bunnage, a wonderful woman of God. And this is our hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. So we thank God and we praise God in the name of Jesus. We thank Him for moving by His Spirit and by His power, Lord God. We realize that He has done greater, none greater than Him. Wait a minute here. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it on this Thursday morning. This 23rd day of April, hallelujah to God. This month is going by so fast, saints of God, I tell you. But God is still working miracles so great. There's no one else like Him. So we thank God. We see what the Lord has for us today. We thank God. We thank God, hallelujah, for what He's doing. In the name of Jesus. There's a song in my heart. Hallelujah. I have a Father who art in heaven. Every day I praise His holy name. I have a Father who watches over me more than tongues tell. I cherish Thee, O Father in heaven, King of the galaxy, for all the world to see. I have a Father who watches over me more than a tongue can tell. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus is on the main line. Tell Him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Tell Him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell Him what you want. Because Jesus on the main line now. If you want your body healed, tell Him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell Him what you want. If you want your body healed, just tell Him what you want, because Jesus is on the main line now. Main line, main line, tell Him what you want. Main line, main line, tell Him what you want. Main line, main line, tell Him what you want, because Jesus is on the main line now. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. I believe in miracles. I've seen the soul set free. Miraculously, the changing one redeemed to Calvary. I've seen the lily push its way up through the stubborn soil. I believe in miracles, for I believe in God. We worship You, Almighty God. There is none like You. We worship You, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give You praise, because You are our righteousness. We worship You, Almighty God, there is none like you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before that throne of grace this morning, O Lord God. In this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, that you have granted to us, O Lord God, we came to worship you, to praise you, Lord God, to sing praises unto your name, O Lord God. We ask that you bless, Father, in a special way today, O Lord God, that you would touch your people everywhere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit this morning, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, for the broadcast that you have granted us, O Lord God, this week, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you for the teaching, the preaching, the singing, and the testimonies, O Lord God. Asking, Father, that you continuously bless, O Lord God, in a miraculous way, O Lord God, the way that you can, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But God has spoken once or twice, if I heard this, that power belongs unto God. Lord God, we want to mention the house, O Lord, up in Seattle, Washington, again, O Lord God, that you will continue to bless the Lord God, but not only there, O Lord God, the staff and the faculty, Lord God, but everywhere, Lord God, that there's a hospital, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we pray for your people, O Lord God, that they would make a decision this morning, O Lord God, to come to Jesus Christ, O Lord God. Even as time goes on, O Lord God, and many stores in the city and great cities are closed everywhere, Lord God, and there's not really much to do, O Lord God. We need your blessing, O Lord God. We need your blessing to strengthen us at this time, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We need you, Lord God, to touch minds everywhere, Lord God, to keep us focused, O Lord God, of the things of God, O Lord God, to keep your name exalted, O Lord God, above everything, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would touch ministers, missionary, lay persons, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Here in Florida, Lord God, as the climate is beginning to rise, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we ask that you would just touch in a mighty way, O Lord God, in a miraculous way, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, that you would give traveling mercy, Lord God, to my nephew, Lord God, and those that need to travel at this time, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, there's a sister Nita, Lord God, a sister Mitchell, oh Lord God, is traveling, oh Lord God, up to Georgia, Lord God, have to make arrangements, oh Lord God, for someone has passed into eternal life, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and many people, oh Lord God, have people that has passed on, oh Lord God, that's not too far from them, oh Lord God, and they need your mercy, oh Lord God, at this time, considering that all things considered, oh Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God, and continuously bless, oh Lord God. Pray for me, Anthony, oh Lord God, that you would touch my body, oh Lord God, has inhaled something, oh Lord God, trying to clean up something, oh Lord God, and some type of chemical seemed like it had taken effect, oh Lord God, that you would just heal, Lord God, and just touch his body here in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless each and every one here, O Lord God, that's on the prayer line, O Lord God. O Lord God, touch the evangelist, O Lord God, my wife, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bless everyone that counted not robbery, Lord God, to wake up, O Lord God, when you touch them in the morning, O Lord God, to come to give your name the honor, the glory, the praise, O Lord God, to stand in the gap, O Lord God, as we unite our hearts in prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Looked all over, Lord God, searched all over, Lord God, couldn't find no one, O Lord God, that was greater than you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Realize it from everlasting to everlasting that you are God, O Lord God, and when you bring your people out, O Lord God, you bring them out with strong deliverance, O Lord God, and substance, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O God, we come this morning, worship you and praise you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, believe in you, O Lord God, for miracles, O Lord God, that are so great, O Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, and that you're turning situations around, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're married, that you're blessed marriages today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, those that are thinking about getting married, O Lord God, and those that are married, O Lord God, if you begin to heal and touch, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, praying for pastors, O Lord God, bishops and missionary laypersons, O Lord God, people of the clergy, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you touch right now, O Lord God, and strengthen them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, at this trying time that we're going through, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask that you would give us rest in our mind, O Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God, that you would give us patience, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, O Lord God, to wait the storm out, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because you are a strong deliverer, Lord God, and you never lost a case, O Lord God, and eyes have not seen, O Lord God, ears have not heard, O Lord, neither has it entered to the hearts of men, but you have prepared for them that love you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Comfort the hearts of your people, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Their loved ones, O Lord God, near and far, O Lord God, that we would like to see, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God. And sometimes, Lord God, most of the times, loneliness begins to set in the heart, O Lord God, and cause the people, O Lord God, to want to go see their loved ones, O Lord God. Lord God, the strain of not working, O Lord God, as people, O Lord God, in an uproar, Lord God, wanting to go back, O Lord God. And Lord God, we don't want this thing to turn into, Lord God, a mess that we're going through, O Lord God. Lord God, the children that are in school, O Lord God, they are under pressure, Lord God, missing their friends that they used to see, and O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you would look upon these situations, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, look about where we go, O Lord God, where we go, and bless our going in, our coming out, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. I want to pray for America, truckers, O Lord God, and people, O Lord God, and first responders that have to be out, O Lord God, in a time like this, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, asking that you have mercy, O Lord God, and that you help America, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, in these days that we're going through right now, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. Lord God, don't know what to expect, O Lord God. Know to see the times, O Lord God. Able to discern the times, O Lord God. But Lord God, we need the comfort of you, Lord God. We need your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to come in, O Lord God. Holy Spirit of God, thou art hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, let the Spirit begin to comfort people, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Let there be an upraising, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. People that are on rest, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Brothers and sisters, O Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that in prison, incarcerated, O Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, those that are there, Lord God, and cannot get out like they want to, O Lord God, Lord God, our armed forces, O Lord God, those that are working in submarines, O Lord God, protecting the United States of America and other places, O Lord God, praying for the doctors and the scientists, O Lord God, that they're looking for a cure, Lord God, for this particular pandemic that we're going through, God, in the name of Jesus, above all, O Lord God, I pray that you touch people's mind, begin to pray, O Lord God, and pray on what they know to pray on, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that they please, and O Lord God, that the worship come before you, Lord God, that you wipe out this situation that we're going through, O God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you get peace in the mind, O Lord God, from this type of variation, O Lord God. So we give that name the honor, the glory, the praise, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We stretch forth our hand toward thee, O Lord God. No other help we know, O Lord God. If you withdraw yourself, O Lord God, then where should we go, O Lord God? What shall we do, O Lord God? What shall we say to these things, O Lord God? We say, Lord God, if you are for us, O Lord God, who dare be against us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We realize, O Lord God, that you are awesome and you're doing, O Lord God. You're the great El Shaddai, Lord God. You're omnipresent, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You're our mission, O Lord God. You're all knowing, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we praise you today, O Lord God. We worship you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We come, O Lord God, to bring you the sacrifice of praise, O Lord God, the fruit of our lips, O Lord God, in times like this, O Lord God, when people are going through a time, O Lord God. We pray for those, O Lord God, who are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God. We pray for those, O Lord God, who have lost a loved one during this pandemic, Lord God, and those that have died of natural causes, we call it now, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask, O Lord God, that you bless those, O Lord God, that are going through surgery in the hospital, Lord, Lord God, at this time, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, actually, O Lord God, that you would give doctors, O Lord God, and for surgeon teams, O Lord God, and those that deliver newborn babies, O Lord God, give them skills, O Lord God, let them be aware of sanitation and stuff like be sanitized, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, Lord God, this earth, O Lord God, we need, O Lord God, because it's global wide, O Lord God, we need a touch, O Lord God, of your Holy Spirit, O Lord God, we need you to move by your Spirit, O Lord God, by your power, O Lord was in the days of Noah, Lord God. Everybody's going about, oh Lord God, not certain what to expect, oh Lord God, but our hope is in you, Lord God. For you are righteousness, oh Lord God. We stand complete in you, oh Lord God, and we worship you, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And amen, God. We thank you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, for the scripture of the week, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. How we praise you, oh Lord God. How we love you, oh Lord God, in the name, oh Lord God, that is above all names, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your kindness, God, that endure forever, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. That name that is above every name, oh Lord God. That at the sound of your name, God, every knee is bowing, oh Lord God. Every tongue is confessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are Lord, oh Lord God. So we worship you and we praise you in the Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, hallelujah, for this week, oh Lord God, and all that has transpired, Lord God. We thank you for the scripture of the week in Hosea, Lord God, and we praise you for it, oh Lord God, and in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, as we reflected on it, oh Lord God, and as we went, oh Lord God, during the week, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing here in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah and amen. We want to thank you, Lord God. I ask that you just bless, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, in the name of God. The name is above all names, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless your name today. Well, I want to welcome you to the broadcast. We thank God for each and everyone that is here. We thank you that you're in queue and waiting. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Wanted to just read a little something in the hearing. Then we're going to open the lines and hallelujah to God. And she is here. Praise me. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Do a little bit of reading here in the book of Timothy. First Timothy 1. Chapter 4. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Thank you, Jesus. 3, forbidden to marry. Amen. I'm going to stop at that pause there. Forbidden to marry. It seems like a thing that goes on. A lot of people are not talking about marriages these days. And commanded to abstain from meat, which God has created to be received of them which believe, that believe and know the truth. Amen. That scripture was on my heart this morning. But these are times that the Spirit is speaking very expressively. God's Spirit is moving throughout the land. God's eyes are looking upon everything right now. It's a wonderful time to just press and continue to press into the presence of God, to glean all that you can glean at this time. Hallelujah to God. As we come to this prayer line, hallelujah to God. Day after day, praying for the people standing in the gap, preparing the breach to join our hearts together, uniting our hearts in love, hallelujah to God. Standing in the one accord, strengthening one another. The scripture came that these are latter times from the former times. And even as the Spirit speak, hallelujah to God, they just, people are just still going on like they were going on, hallelujah to God. Many of them depart, run the faith, figure that everything's going to be all right, figure that this is a light situation, hallelujah to God, that there's not really exactly a clarion call right now, hallelujah to God, that God has brought us to this time, hallelujah to God, to prove us now, and he's proven that we are the ones of God, we are the called out ones, hallelujah to God, that we're the ones that's going to stand on God's word, no matter what comes up, what comes with me, hallelujah to God. Still receive many calls every day, hallelujah to God, people that don't know what to do, hallelujah, that they're going through, hallelujah to God, calling for prayer. I had a saint call for prayer, hallelujah to God, yesterday. Her grandmother had passed, hallelujah to God, and the great-grandfather there, that's a couple of things of the great ones, and they passed, and they have some traveling mercy because they need to go, hallelujah to God, because they're up in age, hallelujah to God. Things need to be done. So I said, we're going to pray. I said, I'm going to mention it, prayer line, hallelujah, in the morning, that everyone will pray. I said, God is still working miracles. God knows, hallelujah, that we have things that we have to attend to, things that we need to go through in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. God is blessed, equal Yasar. God is keeping us by his spirit and by his power in the name of Jesus. He's blessed. He has stretched forth his hand, hallelujah to God, and he has blessed, hallelujah to God. I've seen people, it seems like sometimes people that I begin to talk with and communicate with, that they don't be thinking, hallelujah to God. That's why we pray every day for people, hallelujah to God, to receive and understand the revelation in the God's word, hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. Talk to a person, they're going to receive a check of almost close to $3,000, and they just start asking, well, if God's giving you that, yeah, I said, you know, how about just wait a while before they just have minds, I don't know, it's in the mind that they would get the money and they're going to just do this in the house and do that in the house and do the other in the house. And whatever they did, the conclusive thing is that they didn't have any aim, they didn't have any focus, hallelujah to God. I said, this is the time when God is listening out for your worship. He's listening out for your prayer. He's listening to your heart, hallelujah to God. Had another friend, preacher friend, call me, hallelujah to God. And a lot of people do things that they figure that they could just go on and continuously do what they've been doing and not give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of Jude. It says that when he speaks, I think he speaks, he said that the Spirit of God, hallelujah, is here. Thank you, Jesus. And Jude had told us, he said, about the minister. He said he talked about contending for the faith of God, which once was delivered onto the saints, hallelujah to God. You have people that have not the Spirit of God, and they're trying to do the will of God, hallelujah to God. Down there, Romans 8, maybe it's 28, I'm not sure, I'm not looking there, but it says that if you have not his Spirit, you're none of his. Saints of God, I want to encourage you that if you're going to do the work of God, if you desire to do the work of God, you have to be filled with God's Spirit. You recall the seven sons of Sceva, they figured that they could cast out the evil spirits in the name of Jesus, the one that Paul preached, trying to do it by some other anointing and anointed that God has blessed with somebody else, anointed, hallelujah to God. You have to have your own Holy Spirit at this time, hallelujah to God. And if you don't have it, hallelujah to God, please be careful about laying hands on people, hallelujah to God. Praying for people, God's grace is there. Pray for people that you see, hallelujah to God. Give them an encouraging word, hallelujah to God. I've seen a lot of churches close up, hallelujah to God. A lot of people are not standing as strong as they should at this time. And we pray for them in the name of Jesus. We pray that they receive strength, hallelujah to God. If this same Spirit that dwells in you, that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, you have to make sure that you're filled with his Holy Ghost, hallelujah to God. Please, just a word of caution, don't have itching ears looking for a relief, looking for a cause, hallelujah to God, of why we're going through what we're going through this time. As Pastor said on yesterday, there are people that are sick from other things, hallelujah to God. Everything is still going on as it was before, hallelujah to God. So this is prayer time. And those that depart from the faith, hallelujah to God. There's still those that figure that they can still worship devils, hallelujah to God, and do all manner of evil, hallelujah to God, and commit all kind of abominable sins and stuff that God is not watching. But God, I assure you that God is very well watching at this time. Hallelujah to God. He's watching you. He's watching your faith in the name of Jesus. Don't be those that are departing from the faith. Please do not go around and figure that there's some type of occult, occultic actions that is going to give you the peace at this time, and chanting on certainties, hallelujah, and going after strange God and figure that you'll change now that you don't know whether the world is going to end or not, going after strange flesh and doing things that you have no business. This is the time to live holy, hallelujah to God, to do right by people, to do what's right, hallelujah to God, and God's going to bless you. With that there, we're going to go, hallelujah to God, and we're going to see what God has for us to do today in the name of Jesus. Open your opportunity to pray, hallelujah to God, as the lines open. We're going to give our names at this time. We'll see about someone called in special prayer need. We want to get your name and give you opportunity to pray today and give you opportunity if there's a testimony, hallelujah to God. We're going to go on there. For this is prayer, prayer, deliverance. This is our hour of power of prayer, hallelujah to God. We've been going through a long time. A lot of you at home are getting weary, hallelujah to God. A whole lot of God always works strong deliverance. Pastor Darling, you're there. You have something that you've done. Hallelujah to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Will.
Good morning, everybody.
You bet you. Yes, good morning.
Amen, amen, amen. Glad that God has allowed me to see this day and to be able to share this time with the people of God. So I'm, I do have one thing that I mean, several people have passed away. Pamela Brown's mother, her auntie. I'm sorry, her aunt died, and then also I heard a pop report saying they had a chemical reaction to something. He was trying to do something, you know, something. So we're going to keep these in prayer. And thank you for sharing this morning. And just I'm just going to give the location of the scriptures that you were saying earlier so that you will fully know which scriptures you were speaking about. The one, 1 Timothy
Amen.
Chapter 4.
Excuse me, Pastor Darling. Someone's sleeping and there's some noise in the background. If you could mute the lines and then carry on, please.
I'm sorry, I'm
if you're not on the line right now, could you mute your phones? Those that can, so we can hear you clearly, Pastor.
Okay.
Wait,
can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay. All right, I was just saying I was going to give the scriptures that you gave so that, I mean, you didn't give the full on all of them, so that people will know if they want to go back and review them. So, let's see. 1 Timothy. Okay, there's somebody. I do hear some noise. If we could just. All right. 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 3. Was one of them, the first one, and then Jude 1 verse 3, Romans 8 and 9, and then Acts 19, 13 through 16, that was the one about sons of Sceva. So, if you want to go back and read those scriptures again, that would be great. And as I was saying, there are people who are dying. Tamara's auntie died, and then Apostle Horsley was telling about his, I heard him praying about him having this chemical reaction, and we know that God can heal that. Whatever may have infected his body can be healed. Amen?
Amen.
You've opened up the lines. If anybody has anything you want to share this morning, you're welcome to share this morning. Amen.
Good morning. sister and brother. I thank God so much for with me up this morning and turn me in my way to do everything I to do. Thank you so much for the line pray, and we are together and give God glory. I need you, all you on the line, to pray for me because I have a problem on my knee, on my leg, and that's the thing I need you to do for me because all the time the doctor can see what's going on, but I keep marching because I'm a soldier. May God bless you and keep continuing to do the good job. Amen.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Sister B, Miss B.
Okay. God bless you. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Sister. I just want to say good morning and I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, for waking all of us up this morning. I just want to say God is good, and I want everybody to have a blessed day today.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Cedric. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. This is Lois, and I want to just say thank you for the prayers that goes out for us. And thank God for answering the prayers. And thank Him for watching over me and my family as we slept last night. And I want to thank Him for watching over us as we go through this day. And you all have a blessed day. I love you.
Amen. God bless you. We love you too.
Amen.
Good morning, Mrs. Janice. I'm sorry I had problems with my phone yesterday. But I give God the honor, the praise, and the glory that I'm on this morning. Everybody have a blessed day.
Amen. Bless you, Sister Janice.
Good morning. This is Chris. I just want to thank God for everything that He's doing in my life and my family's life and just all the families over the world. I just thank God this morning for just keeping my sister every day. She's getting better and better and stronger and stronger. And I just think her faith in the Lord and is just continuously to grow. I still just ask that everybody just keep my nephew Caleb lifted up and my family lifted up. And, you know, all our entrepreneurs, frontline workers, everybody that's still out working right now in this pandemic, you know, I just want to keep each and every person lifted up and encouraged.
Amen. Thank you, Sister. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Janice again. I ask everyone to keep Sister Gail in prayer. She's still going through her moaning of her son that was murdered for no reason. Let us continue to pray for the bereaved family. Thank y'all so very much.
Okay. We'll be praying back today. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Anybody else? Something you want to say or request?
Good morning. Sister Jeannie asking for continued prayer for myself and my family. And God bless everyone. Stay safe and protected by God. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
God bless. Amen. We're going to pray to be another. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. The sister that I want you all to keep in mind, it was a sister that had gotten shot. She's recovering. Hallelujah to God. We want to hold up families that are in surgery and that had recent surgery. Hallelujah to God. We want to pray for these newborn babies, as the sister said. Hallelujah to God. And let's start out with the praise and worship. Hallelujah to God. To pray for the prayer requests that are here, myself as well as Miss B. Hallelujah to God. That the Lord would just touch her body in the name of Jesus. So for all of those that are here, we want to go in the worship and praise. Want to and encourage you, hallelujah to God, to just early in the broadcast, want to encourage you that if you can, and if you can make a sow a seed into the ministry for time like in times like this is needed. For the reason you want to sow into the work of God, because God is blessing. I was on another prayer line, and the people there, the minute that you had mentioned something about helping with the ministry, hallelujah to God, the phone lines, the people began to hang up the phone lines. It didn't bother my appetite or anything. It really didn't change anything. But then the Lord had came back and had placed in my heart that when times like these come, and when times that come and people are going through things, such as Minister Janet, her sister, I believe it was, she mentioned someone that whose son has gotten murdered for no reason. The wife works for a volunteer for a organization called Family of Slain Children. And when people come and their child had been murdered, they get the word there, they would have to call them. They call ministers to go out there to pray with these families. I mean, when your child is gone, hallelujah to God, someone that ripped them apart or a murderer or a pedophile have got hold to that child, and people are running down the streets screaming from the terror or from the grief, hallelujah to God, that is grief-stricken, hallelujah to God. They're just screaming. You can't do nothing with them. A few people grabbing them and turning around and stuff, and they're out of their mind. There's no, seem like they have no barrier of, no self-control. All self-control is gone because someone that they were very close to is gone. Ministers have to be there. It's not all about just that somebody's going to buy a car or something. That's not what God was saying. He was saying that the work need to be strengthened, hallelujah to God, because a lot of people have turned away from the faith, hallelujah to God. They're going after strange God. They're doing whatsoever they do. But when that time comes, a lot of ministries are not supported. A lot of ministries have closed down, hallelujah to God. But when that time comes and your hour comes of need, hallelujah to God, you want someone that is saved, that's sanctified, called by God, hallelujah to God, that has an anointing to break through that prayer, hallelujah to God, and be there, hallelujah to God. And so much thanks and praise go unto God. They be thanking you, they're calling up, and they call you in time of crisis, hallelujah to God. And I figure that it's only fear that you would sow and support the ministry, to support your church, to support even this broadcast, but to support the work of God, hallelujah to God. It seems that in the urban area and among our people there, sometimes there's a lack of the hallelujah to God. They look at the trouble signs. There's some that made mistakes, that have done things with finances, hallelujah to God. But the thing is that when times like this come, you want to be able to pray, hallelujah to God, and that God will hear the prayer, that you have the ear of God, that the lady body will begin to heal, that the one that got gunshot will be healed, the one that's extensively grieving, hallelujah to God. When your spirit goes down, hallelujah to God, the adversary comes in. He begins to play with the mind, hallelujah to God. He doesn't stop at one thing. He begins to take you back and back and back, hallelujah to God, until he consumes you into a state of fear, hallelujah to God, and a state of depression, hallelujah to God. And that's why we're here, hallelujah to God, on Prayer Deliverance Ministry. God has blessed us to stand in this gap, hallelujah to God, to join our hearts together, to worship him and to praise him, that when prayer requests coming in, hallelujah to God, that we can meet the prayer, that we can go before God, hallelujah to God. And God begins to work miracles. He begins to move in people's lives, hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus. When God begins to move, and when God begins to move those burdens out of your life, when he begins to move that situation out of your life, hallelujah to God, you have a right to praise God. You have a right to go and talk to someone else and to tell them about Jesus Christ, hallelujah to God, that God has worked a notable miracle in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. When they keep silent, hallelujah to God, when God works miracles for you, when God is moving your life and you keep quiet, hallelujah to God, it does not edify God. I believe in the Bible it's like a dumb dog that returns and won't bark when there's danger there, hallelujah to God. But at this time, we're going to go into the prayer. Just want to say that because God has placed that in my spirit to just move out another time, that it's time to worship God. Hallelujah to God. It's like everybody goes and they take what is free. Hallelujah to God. But when it comes time to undergird and to support that which is working, hallelujah to God. And about 17, 18 years, this is working here at Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry. Hallelujah to God. Same spirit was working at Cornerstone with Pastor in the head of Florida. Hallelujah to God. God began to work miracles. Hallelujah to God. We had the back of the God revival there. Hallelujah to God. So at this time, we're going to go into prayer knowing that God hears us, hallelujah to God. Knowing that God will deliver, hallelujah to God. Know that we serve the God of all comfort in the name of Jesus. We come here, it's a sacrifice to get up, hallelujah to God, and to come, hallelujah to God. This is the time when even the pastor, she's at retirement now, it's time that you can want to go places. God knows that she's a traveler. But right now, in the name of Jesus, we go before his throne of grace, thanking him for every good thing that he has done for us, hallelujah to God, and things that he's going to do in our future, hallelujah to God. But when it comes time to support your local ministry and other ministries, hallelujah to God, if God has did it for you, then support, hallelujah, begin to worship and praise, hallelujah to God. That's what this time is about. God is looking on the hearts of men, hallelujah to God. His eyes are in the earth going to and fro, hallelujah to God. And this is a serious time. Hey, Kayasa, that we're going through. I didn't mean to hold up the prayer, but we're going to go up before the Lord in prayer. The lines are open. Please join us in prayer. We thank you for the time, Pastor Darlene. I just about used it all. But hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, it's in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that we
yes,
come.
Jesus, we just, Lord, today for your healing power, Father. Father, we thank you today as we all come together, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for joining in Yolanda's life, Lord. You are working with us, Lord. You are getting better each and every day.
Lord, thank you, Father God. Lord God, we know all things work together for the good of those who love you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for making things work together for our good, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for making us ahead and not the tail, Lord God. Lord God, we praise your holy name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all the things you do, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being the comfort, Lord God, you being the voice, Father God, this morning, Lord God. I pray that you, Father God, Lord God, continue to give her emotional love, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, I know you're a God of restoration, Lord God. You're a working door right now, Lord God. You're not the one that will give them Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you are working on the inside of her right now, Father God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you've given her strength that she didn't even know she had, Lord God. But you said that you are a walk of her salvation, Lord God. But you are not a child on the stand, Lord God. But you are a thank you for that prayer right now, Lord God. I thank you for that prayer right now, Lord God. And you love hunger and commitment to you, Lord God. Lord God, help us to continue to be committed to you, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for greater things within me to keep us within the world.
Lord God, that you just bless and strengthen at this time, oh Lord God.
Hallelujah. I pray that you will restore it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Lord God,
thank you, Lord God. 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 Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for coming. Every business, Lord God. Cover my business, Lord God. Cover every idea, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you give me favor with my customers, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, everybody, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for multiplying every seed of honey bowl right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now, everything is helping me and removing me to get into where I need to be successfully, Lord God. I pray you will move it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray abundance over my life, Lord God. You said you would give us the treasure of darkness, stuff that we would not even know about, Lord God. I said if we abide in you, you abide in us, Lord God. Every spirit, Lord God, fall fresh upon his family, Lord God. Give us a renewed mind today, Lord God. A renewed mindset, Lord God. A new goal, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will reach our goal, Lord God. Not just a tangible goal, Lord God. Lord God, our goal is Christ, Father God. Help us to be, Lord God, fully developed followers of Christ, Lord God.
Every knee bows, loves God. Every time
he says that he will,
Lord
God,
have
a heart
like
you,
Lord
God.
God.
I think
God
is prayer, Lord God. So many prayers and went up, Lord God.
And thus say, O Lord God, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. God, we look for
you.
We show you the joy, Lord God. That mother, Lord God. And we got a God.
Take away the pain.
Oh, Lord God. We break the power of that extensive grieving, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give us strength, Lord God, to continuously, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Those that are heartbroken at this time, oh, Lord God. Of Jesus, Lord God, we shut out,
you Heavenly Father, Lord God. I worship you, Lord God. Lord God, I'm honored, Lord God, to be here. Lord God, even on this prayer line.
That are here right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That things are moving, oh Lord God. That things are prospering, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That name that is above every name, oh Lord God. So we bless your name.
It's not like you, Jesus.
One time, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. We ask that you bless, oh Lord God. That you sanctify it, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Encourage people, oh Lord God. Send the word of Jesus, oh Lord God. Send out a special company, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God.
Pray for Tamara, Lord. Pray for her and her family, God.
In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless Brother Manasseh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, call us. Relax our family, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Pray for Apostle Andy, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Pray for
Darrell, Father God. I pray for
Lord
God.
In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hey, Lord God, see God as you move by your spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God. We pray for prosperity, life, Lord God, and blessings, Lord God. We pray for the people, Lord God, that are having trouble, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, that don't know what to do, Lord God. We pray for passion, Lord God. Families, oh Lord God, everywhere, oh Lord God. Family have got infected, oh Lord God, and all of those, oh, Lord God. There are people I've met with on timely death, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We pray for those, oh, Lord God, that are celebrating birthdays, oh, Lord God, that show that you're still going on and life is still going on. We thank you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We put this back in. You'll put this in the hand of Pastor, darling. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Pastor. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
To the top of the hour.
Amen.
So we thank
amen,
you.
Amen. Lord, thank God for today. Thank God for the praises and the prayers. You know, it's important. I always have to tell you this, that when you praise the Lord, you don't have time to be depressed. You don't have time to be downtrodden. So, you know, when there's something going on in your life, go ahead and give God a praise. He's worthy. He is so worthy. So, you know, praise him through the circumstance. Because when you're praising God, God is in the midst of the praise, as he was in the midst of the praises of the children of Israel. When they praised the Lord, he was right in the middle of it. And so we thank the Lord today for all that he's doing. And we're still going to be sharing some things down the road concerning this way of doing business for the Lord. We cannot stay the same, and God didn't allow these things to happen across the world. Especially, I'm talking about the churches. We cannot remain the same. We cannot do the same old stuff. God is has given us a time to correct some things that we as a body of Christ have been doing. As Apostle Horsley spoke earlier, we cannot stay the same that we were before. And even in every individual, we must look at ourselves and say, Lord, what is it that I can do better for you? Not that our works is going to make any difference, but we want to have the heart of God. We want to live for him. We want to do what he said do. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And he has 10 commandments that he's given us. First of all, in the early part of the Bible, he gives us that. And then he gives us commandments as we go into the New Testament. Love your neighbor as yourself. And I thank God. I mean, speaking of neighbors, there was a sister, a friend of mine who lives here in the Atlanta area, went to the store yesterday and just brought me some food. It's like I didn't ask her to bring anything, but she brought me some food over. It's like, oh, my God, thank you so much. Because, you know, God gives you favor, you know, when you're doing good and when you're doing the will of the Father, people just think about you. And, you know, I do the same thing. And so, you know, the seeds that we're sowing are the seeds that we're going to grow. So if you're sowing seeds of love, you're sowing seeds of righteousness, God will return those to you. So keep God in your heart and continue to look to the hills from whence cometh your help. And as we're near the top of the hour today, I decree this morning that we seek the face of God. I decree that we are anointed by God to do his work. That's each and every one of us. I decree that wickedness in high places are destroyed today. I decree that showers of blessings shall be upon our lives daily. And I decree that we are redeemed from the curse of the law, and that the floodgates of heaven are open over our life. I decree that we are victorious through Jesus Christ, and the devil is under our feet in the name of Jesus. I love each and every one of you. Come back tomorrow. Pastor Scholastica will be sharing with us. Don't know what she's going to bring, but we're looking forward to whatever it is. And we thank the Lord for Apostle Horsley and his beautiful bride, Evangelist Lynn, who brought the word on yesterday. So we thank God for these vessels. And if anyone else is here who has a word that you want to share, just call me and let me know so that we can open up an opportunity. Or even when you're given the time, like this morning, and Apostle Horsley said, you know, if you have anything you want to share, go ahead and share, you know, because God wants us to share. Iron sharpens iron. So don't be afraid to speak up. Don't be afraid to pray, because God wants to hear our prayers. He wants to hear our calls. So I love you. I love you so much. And I pray that you will come back and bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing. And we're hearing new voices on the line. We appreciate every new person who has come over the last few weeks and months. We appreciate you being here. And we appreciate everybody who's been here for the last 18 years. We thank you for being here. We thank you for God's will being done in your life. We pray that you will have a beautiful day today. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior.
We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.